it's going to project, but you're recording here.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, I'd like to call this special meeting of the Summit Hill School District 161 Board of Education order. Will you please rise and join us in our Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have a roll call, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward?
Here.
Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Here.
Mr. Faber? Here. Mrs. Borden?
Here.
Mr. Doyle?
Here.
Rich Merrim and Jim Warner are out with notice.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Faber. Welcome to this evening's meeting. Are there any public comments? Anybody sign up for public comments or wish to speak? Okay, great. We'll move right on to our first item, which is the consent agenda motion. It's on page 7 of our board book. Can we have the recommended motion that we move to approve the items on the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including 4A, 1A, approval of resignation of staff. I want to apologize to everybody if I mispronounce your name in either listing of the resignations of the employment in advance. So, and you can always yell out and correct me, too, in the middle of it. Dana Pureka, effective July 23rd, 2014. Teresa Sejskal, effective July 23rd, 2014. Maria Cooper, effective July 24th, 2014. Alicia Zimmerman, effective July 24th, 2014. Megan Sepesi, effective July 28, 2014. Kathy Yakaitis, effective July 28, 2014. Jolyn Robbins, effective July 24, 2014. Laura Goble, teacher, effective July 28, 2014. 4A2, approval of extraordinary leave of absence for employee 2257. 4A3, approval of employment of staff, Jennifer Gregory, kindergarten teacher at Dr. Julian Rogas School. Stephanie D'Arcola, resource teacher at Dr. Julian Rogas School. Dana Pureka, kindergarten teacher at Dr. Julian Rogas School. Megan Sepesi, tech teacher at Hilda Walker School. Wendy Webster, pre-K EC teacher at Dr. Julian Rogas School. And Megan Ryan, paraprofessional at Summit Hill Junior High School. Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Borden?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. I know several of the new hires were up here to meet the board, so we want to congratulate all of you and welcome you officially to our districts. And you get a nice little round of applause as well. It's another to it, so. Okay. Our next item, personnel. We do not have anything to discuss in closed session for personnel, so we're going to move right to the employment of administrative staff, assistant principal at Walker School. Now, the recommended motion of the board move that the Board of Education employ Laura Goble as assistant principal at Hilda Walker Intermediate School effective August 11, 2014 at a salary of $68,000. Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved. Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. Laura, congratulations. And by the way, just for the record, this is, in my time we've been on the board, the third Indian Trail teacher to move from the teaching ranks to the administrative ranks. So I don't know what they're putting in the water cooler at the teacher's lounge over there, but must be something extraordinary.
Because of the best students.
Yeah. No bias on Mr. Faber on my part with it. So that is fantastic, Laura. We congratulate you all, especially in that position. Okay, are there anybody want to speak since last time we had public comments? I didn't see a ghost walk in and sign the sheet with it. Okay, so no public comments. Our future meeting dates, August 13th, 2014, we have the Superintendent Evaluation Tool Committee here at the Administration Center at 6 p.m. And August 13th, we have a regular board meeting at the Administration Center here at 7 p.m. Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? By the way, this is probably our shortest board record. And you know what? There we have four. Oh, I better speak fast. We're under 5 minutes with that. Maybe I'll just delay it before we wrap up with tonight. So see what happens when a board does a self-evaluation. We come together and we have made progress in making our meetings more efficient. So Barb's giving me the 30 seconds TV time out there. Okay. No president's comments on this week? All right. Motion, I believe, has been made and seconded, if I recall correctly. All those in favor of the motion acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all for attending this evening.